trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. At PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Wolves push for the playoffs this weekend with games Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Bears are taking an obvious risk by bringing Ray McDonald into the fold, but GM Ryan Pace explains why it's a good football move for his team.
First of all, he's a strong, stout run defender. He's played in, you guys have asked the questions leading up to this. You know, we're transitioning into a 3-4, so obviously the defensive linemen are important, and it's a position we're trying to get stronger at. So he's not only a 3-4 defensive end, but a 3-4 defensive end that's played in Vic's defense, so we know exactly how it will fit in.
Head coach John Fox said McDonald will have to meet the team's standards both on and off the field as a member of the Bears organization. Basketball now, Derrick Rose getting closer to a return to the Bulls. Point guard says within the next week he should be able to take full contact in practice, hopes to play in regular season games to gear up for the playoffs. Rose said, though, if he can't play before the postseason, he's confident he'll fit in once they roll around. Without Rose, the Bulls visit the Raptors tonight, third place in the Eastern Conference, hanging in the balance. College hoops, UIC officially introduced Steve McClain as their next head coach. Also, Bobby Hurley's reportedly agreed to a new deal with Buffalo, which would make him the highest paid coach in the MAC. But he's still planning to interview. Hockey, the Blackhawks may have won the 2010 Stanley Cup in Philadelphia, but their own 9-1 in their last 10 regular season tilts in the Flyers building. They'll hope to end that skid with Corey Crawford in net tonight. And the White Sox visit the Royals. You can listen live on The Score starting at 8. Cubs take on the Mariners. Scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn. Gear up at Cabela's Spring Great Outdoor Days. Spend $150 and get $25 in Cabela's Bucks. Good for your next purchase. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's biggest sale of the season. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Scores and Burns.
Bernstein.
At it again.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
We're talking about the Bears deciding to sign Ray McDonald. And I really think that it shows they want to win now. That they think they're really good and they want to win now.
I am so tired of being lied to by everyone who has something to do with the NFL. Starting at the top. All he does is lie. That guy's entire world is a lie. And no matter where he goes, he continues to lie. And the whole league does. I'm okay with you. Don't give me the character thing, though. Don't start out with the character guys, because it's not true. You came from an organization. I don't know how often the Saints mention character. I would hope never. But I know Drew Brees is your quarterback, but the rest of it was Sean Payton running it. You know what it was. We all saw what it was. You know what kind of trouble you had. And don't tell me he didn't know about it. If you drop the word character, give me that. I'm okay with that.
You felt that all of this was worth it for a 31-year-old in this stage of the Bears rebuild.
Boars and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
In Streeter, Joe is on The Score.
That thing that you read from the court docket says to me that he's pretty much an innocent man. It doesn't necessarily say 100% innocent, but it definitely
does. Well, you certainly heard a different document than I did. Holy crap. So you're going to make excuse for that, right? Is that what you want to do? You think it's okay?
I'm not making excuses for him.
Well, sure you are.
That guy's going out getting drunk at night. They're looking for a piece, okay? That's what guys do.
Boy, you're an idiot. Why don't you go away? Back to the cave.
Idiot and Bernstein.
Over there on The Score.
Terry Boars.
Don't beat her, fart face.
Dan Bernstein.
Ugh. Sad face emoticon.
I've got to wake up.
The voting is on. Tournament of Bad has resumed. The following games have just tipped off at tournamentofbad.com and require your votes. In the Terry Boars region, his top seed, still alive, Wrong Way Drivers, taking on the 5 seed, Elevator Rides with Ray Rice. The bottom half of his bracket, Mark Trestman's Powers of Observation, making a run from the 14 slot against the 7, and Ebola Hot Zone. Also in action right now, the Chris Tannehill region. Oh, this is a good one. The 1 versus the 4. Being in an ISIS video meets the 2014 Chicago Bears. That's being in an ISIS video, the 1 of 1s against the 2014 Chicago Bears. And on the bottom half of his bracket, low shower pressure. That's the 6. Against second-seeded Malaysian Airlines. A bad year for them.
Ooh.
Low shower pressure against Malaysian Airlines. Ooh. The winner of that game taking on the winner of being in an ISIS video and the 2014 Chicago Bears. All that voting between now and 3 o'clock at tournamentofbad.com. Here is Howard and Skokie on The Score. Howard.
Guys, it's the most egregious signing probably of the NFL. And the only reason why they signed him is because the $1.5 million. Because if it would have been $8 or $10 million and they couldn't sign him on the cheap, they wouldn't have signed him. It's just, I don't even know the words to use. You got to wonder what's wrong. DePaul, does anyone care about college basketball in this town? And has
no.
This become a job that no one, you can't win here? I mean, there isn't, even Northwestern doesn't draw for basketball. Why would anyone come to coach here if they can coach?
I don't know, money.
Yeah, money does it, Howard. I other than that, the facilities are awful. You need so many things to even get a real coach interested in this.
And your new arena that's being built for you is once again inconvenient for your student.
Yes, it is.
And everybody else.
Yes, it is. They seem to like that, by the way. Is that new thing inconvenient? Yes. Yes. Well, then we'll take it. Absolutely, do that. I don't get any of it. Yeah, Howard, you know, the idea and the whole concept is really sickening. And I don't care what he's getting paid. It doesn't really matter to me.
See, to me, the story now is the George McCaskey comment here. That's really what bothered me, was buried in that transcript. And I don't know that it showed up actually in the hard copy of the Tribune today.
I had to check. I don't know.
This is an owner of a team who says, an alleged victim, I think, much like anybody else who has a bias in this situation, there's a certain amount of discounting in what they have to say. Really? That's the quote of an NFL owner. An alleged victim, there's a certain amount of discounting in what they have to say.
Yep.
All right. Well, you should be very proud of yourself, George.
This is from Phil, who says, when George impugned the integrity of survivors of domestic violence, it wasn't just any NFL owner doing so. This wasn't newcomer Steve Bisciotti protecting Ray Rice. It wasn't nouveau riche D-bag Dan Snyder relying on the league to cover his personal awfulness. George McCaskey's a legacied owner of a charter franchise. He's one of the people relied on to burnish the shield, not one who enjoys the protection of its shadow. George McCaskey isn't only the public face of the Chicago Bears, he's one of the public faces of the NFL. So when George McCaskey tells you the statements of alleged victims of domestic violence and sexual assault can be discounted because of bias, he isn't just telling you what the public stance of the Chicago Bears is on these issues. He's telling you what the NFL's stance is on these issues. I don't know if I go that far. It might be true that that is indeed the NFL's stance, but I don't think they have meetings to determine.
No, I don't think there's been a meeting.
I don't think so.
Guys, we need to call a meeting on this one. No, I don't think so. I don't see that quote in the Tribune. McCaskey.
No, it's in the transcript. It is available.
I don't see it.
At chicagotribune.com/sports.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I just glancing quickly while you're talking. I don't know. I didn't see it. Maybe it was there, but it didn't appear to be.
No.
But that's completely low rent too. I mean, you know, you want to crawl down and get down into that crap like all these others do. Good.
How about this? This is McCaskey saying about McDonald. He said, if you want, you can talk to my college coach, Urban Meyer.
Hey, no, quick question on what George said with regards to that statement there, and I think yes. It's inappropriate for an owner of a team to say that. But on the question for it is there evidence that he was privy to that we have not been made aware of yet?
No, the question is, did you dig into the legal system context with the lawyers who were involved in these incidents, specifically with the sexual assault case? Did you reach into the accuser's side there and try to contact them? And he said, I didn't.
All right, because the first thing I thought of when you read that is, you know, if there was that video information, there was the surveillance video at his home, if anybody has seen that, if the Bears were...